This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, our math guy talks probabilities. But first, what is the probability that a new tunnel that's part of a $15 billion project would spring leaks? If it's Boston's Big Dig, the answer is pretty good. The project to move highways through the city underground and under Boston Harbor is a decade overdue and $11.5 billion over its original budget. The Big Dig was begun in 1990 and slated to finish in 1994. As of today, it's open, but still not done. And now it's just not the heightened hassle of getting around and growing costs that dog the project, but increasing questions about safety. Most recently, chunks of ceiling came down as leaks were discovered in more than 40 places. This week, a tunnel consultant said he can no longer say with confidence that the tunnel is safe. We're joined by Raphael Lewis, State House reporter with the Boston Globe, who joins us from his office. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And tell us about these most recent concerns about safety, and particularly Jack Lemley.
Jack Lemley is something of a world-renowned tunneling guru, works out of Boise, Idaho, but he oversaw the English Channel Tunnel Project. Mm-hmm. He was brought in here in Boston about a year or so ago to look into all these cost overruns that were happening, and he found something that he thought was kind of astonishing, which is that it turns out there are hundreds of leaks where the walls of this tunnel meet the roof. And he just kind of disclosed that to us, and we put it in the paper, and it caused quite an uproar. And then it turned out also that there were many parts of the tunnel walls, as you said in your introduction, that seem to have flaws in them, and many of them are leaking. And one of them actually gushed all over the highway back in September and caused a 10-mile traffic jam. And as some people have said here in Boston, $15 billion doesn't buy what it used to.
Well, remind us, if you could, about the size, the scope, the ambition of this project, which was, I think, for a while, the largest engineering project in world history, wasn't it?
It is certainly gigantic in terms of the complexity and the size, and just the number of people involved. So many parts of the Boston economy have been pumped up by this. At one point, I think in the year 2000, there were over 5,000 people working on this project alone. It goes over 7 miles. It created a harbor tunnel. It sank an entire elevated highway underground, and now they're going to be putting parkland over much of that. There's a beautiful cable-stayed bridge, which is like a suspension bridge, that now goes over the Charles River. It's completely remade the city.
The whole idea, of course, was to make downtown take what used to be called the artery, took that down, and made downtown more accessible to the waterfront and the airport.
Everyone has to tip their hat to all the workers and the engineers because, in fact, it did do that. It is amazing to now go downtown and to not have what other people said was the other green monster here in the city, was this big green viaduct that was casting shadows. Now it's a kind of a sun-splashed area that will be something of a civic jewel. But, sadly, these leaks have kind of marred the entire opening of the highway.
Now, the engineering company's concerns say that the leaks can be repaired, and it only represents, in a project this large, I think 5% of the total. And in fact, the repairs can be made and be just as strong as the original structures.
They do say that there are opposing opinions, including that gentleman that we referred to earlier, Jack Lemley, who are basically saying it's never going to be as good as what the taxpayers paid for, which is a seamless, leak-free tunnel. There's some thought, and the contractors here in the city that built the tunnel are saying that there was an inherent design flaw with this tunnel, and as a result, there will probably always be leaks where the walls meet the roof. And this is right now at least one focus of concern around here.
Do you notice people driving through the tunnels kind of, you know, looking up at the roof, just
yes,
a little more alarmed?
You know? Yeah, the word around town is don't go through in your convertible. You know, it's funny to hear a reporter say this maybe, but I believe a lot more has been made of this than maybe is warranted. It's certainly a huge problem. But I think in terms of the safety and the volume of water, it's probably been overstated by some of the pundits in town here.
Well, Raphael Lewis, State House reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.